This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
These are the good old days. Have you heard that song?
Felix, we're not starting today's episode with you.
Carly Simon.
I'm sorry. It's not happening today. I don't have it in me today.
Let's see. Okay, here we go. Ready?
What's already happening, Felix? It's already started. The show started already. It's too late.
But I want to do the 3-2-1.
Why 3-2-1? No 3-2-1.
3-2-1.
From NPR Music, I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer. This week, we chatted with one of the people. Oh, that's you. Okay. From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer. Let the chisme begin. So, Felix, this week, we're talking to someone that I think is maybe, she's like up there on my list of people I have been maybe most excited to talk with on this show, just because the idea of getting to get like a little peek into her brain. I mean, she's brilliant. She's amazing. She's prolific. Vocalist Anna Tijoux.
I have been a fan of her since even before we started the show. She's one of the very first interviews I did in this world of Latin alternative, what we called Latin alternative back then. Like, well, God, it was like 2009 or so. Right about the time she just...
And I was born.
You were like 9 years old back then.
Could have been 10.
She's a major force and a major voice in Latin music. For those that don't know, she got her start as a member of the hip-hop group Maquisa in Chile, and she first made a name for herself here in the U.S. in 2010 with that second solo album she released. It was called 1977.
She's got so much to say. She's one of those people that, like, every single thing has been thought about, and all of the music is like her channeling her like millions of heady ideas that she probably thinks about on a daily basis.
And when you think about the fact that she's been doing that for so long, going back to the earliest days of Latin alternative, and when she was out there with groups like Bomba Estéreo and Calle 13, you know, we once did a show with her and Calle 13 at a park in Brooklyn. There were people lined up outside to see both bands. She's long established herself as part of the music. And in a genre that's more than just music, because back in the early days of Latin alternative, that alternative, it was more than just a description of music. It was a statement about identity and an alternative to the cultural and musical traditions and a way for fans to identify themselves. It was really, really a big deal to be alternative in a world where your parents grew up something completely different, right?
And that's so Anna.
Exactly.
She's so alternative. She's so punk. She's so cool. She's like the coolest, nerdiest kid ever. And there's so many things that make her unique. Like, it's not even just that. It's not just that she was a rapper, because she's not just a rapper. That girl can sing. And her music always, always, always has a message. She was born in France to parents who actually had to leave Chile in exile during the Pinochet dictatorship. She returned to Chile as a teenager, and as the kid of activist parents, she made it her mission to sing protest into existence. She refused to be silent.
10 years ago, she released her album Vengo, and then nothing for 10 years. No new album. She dropped several singles here and there, including that great Antifa dance from 2020. But still, there was no new record for 10 years, which is why this new record called Vida is such a big deal. Not just for her, but for her fans and for the music scene in general, because it's a major, major statement.
Mm-hmm. I know you've been really excited about this one, Felix. So much of her life story has been widely known, and even more so after she published an autobiography called Sacar la Voz in 2023. And her new album, it covers even more personal ground. It was obviously time to catch up with her.
And catch up is a great word because, like I said, I've been talking to her since 2009, and we've done interviews different places in Austin, on the show, different things over the years. So it was really a great opportunity to literally catch up. And Anna, you two hit it off before we even started the interview.
Okay, I tried to explain this to you guys before she came when I realized her name was Ana Maria with the Ana and the Maria together, no space. I was like, I don't know if I've ever met someone in my life that has this name. And I swear there was something about that Ana Maria energy. A lot of what she says about joy and protest and holding those two things together, it really resonated with me.
Ana Maria energy. Okay, I'm going to remember that, all right?
Keep that. File that away, right? Felix.
Okay, check it out, everybody. Listen to how the interview started, because these guys became BFFs right from the start. Check it out.
Wait, your name is Ana Maria Zaire?
Yes. We're two Ana Marias, and mine is junto también. I was, like, so shocked.
I'm really Ana Maria in one word.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. That's what I said.
We got to take our drink together. That's crazy.
That's what I was telling him. I was like,
you're the first one in the world that I know.
No, people, that's what I'm saying is no one understands. I'm like, no, junto. It's like exactly the same.
And why did they put that together?
I don't know. Why did your parents do it?
They was drunk, I guess. So they took drugs. Or they want to make some difference.
I think that's exactly what happened. I'm like, you guys, why did you do this? This is not normal.
Super
like,
bizarre, right? Huh?
Yeah, it was my abuela. It was her idea. She's crazy, so I don't know.
So one day we got to bring something.
Yeah, exactly. We're destined to be best friends. That's
please.
What it is.
You're my sister right now.
Thank you so much for taking time to do this, Anna. I know it's a big deal.
And no, thank you, corazón.
It's good to see you again.
We're so excited. I'm so excited. Felix has gotten to talk to you a million times, but I'm
my
like,
sister,
oh
my of course,
God.
Is excited.
Yeah, it's like, of family, course, my long lost sister. We finally talk at last.
You guys are long lost sisters. Anna, we've been doing this off and on for going back to your first record, 1977, when your first album Here in the U.S. came out. We've been doing this for a long time. And we catch up every now and then. We do interviews, we catch up because things have been going on. This is your first album in 10 years, so we haven't talked in a while. Where have you been? What's been going on?
Becoming older, I guess. I mean, yes, it's crazy because that's happened a lot of time. It has been 10 years. It's like, wow, time's going. That's been passing so fast that I didn't even realize how fast has been everything. But at the same time, come on. I didn't feel the time in the same way, I guess. Come on. And in my case, I feel I'm more slow, perhaps in comparison with my other colleagues in music. And I wasn't in that time. So, and it was a lot of touring. I've been mother. I had a kid before, then a mother once again. So it was a lot of information in my head, in my personal life. So I wasn't in 10 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's what I always find really fascinating, the language of how people talk about musicians taking breaks. Like, oh, what else could they possibly be doing besides making another record? And it's like probably 5 million things. Like, yes. You're a person, too. And you have been very active. Like, you've been playing shows. You wrote a book. I mean, you're such, like, a renaissance woman is how I would put it. You're an artist in so many different ways. And so I guess, why come back to music is really what I want to know.
I mean, music never leaves us. It's part of the routines, and it's part of the el cotidiano, of what we do every day. Even if we don't produce, we listen music, or it's part of our intimacy and family and whatever. So, and yes, there is about, and I think it's the velocity of the industry where you got to doing music faster and faster and more and more and more. And I don't know. I even didn't feel it was 10 years. For me, it was like yesterday. So that was the call in philosophy, like el tiempo, the geometric time is sometimes, you know, when you have an amazing moment and you feel that it was super short. It was so fast. And then when there is pain, you feel that it's super long. And in reality, it was super short. So it is a conception about time. And but I understand that there is also this pressure of the industry where some people say, oh, you have been disappeared. Where you have been? Well, I've been here. I didn't disappear. Like, it's just that I guess that the industry need also like to be all super productive. And that depends a lot of the personality of each artist. And some artists are very quick, other are more slow, other need more time, and like that. It's not a curb. It's like it's natural to go and up and down with the BPM per minute of emotion and what we live in life, I guess.
Is music for you that slow period, or does it go by fast? Like, does making music for you, is it that slow, painful, slow time process, or does it go by quickly?
It depends a lot. I've got friends of mine that really like the moment of the studio, you know, record and be there and the magic. In my case, what I prefer is perform. I prefer that than to be on the studio. It's not that I don't like it. It's just super. It's a very different energy. I love the imperfection. So I think that to be in a live show give you those possibility to live bizarre moments and moments that you never thought that was going to happen. In a studio, in some way, not every time, of course, is more quadriculado, more prepared.
Esta corriente que me remece, que bombea así, y este cora que tengo aquí sueña y vuela. Si tú palpitas, el mundo giras, mi pies agitan y tú me invitas a que bailemos así, que se pare el mundo aquí, sueña y vuela.
It seems like as you've gotten older that you have made the industry fit into your life as opposed to you fitting your life into the industry, and maybe and as a result, you know, there's this long break in between albums because you just weren't ready to do it, or it wasn't the time yet.
Yes, I guess it was not a time. It was not a time. Like, and I guess we're always trying to fit in some way, and it, I guess, is normal. But I always have been curious about people that doesn't fit anywhere, even at school. I feel you remember at school, like all the nerds for me are the more interesting people.
Do you identify with that though? Is that you?
Of course, because I feel a lot of time like. I feel identified because a lot of time, even today, I feel sometimes that I don't fit anywhere. Even as a mother or talking with mothers, and sometimes I fit, sometimes I don't fit at all. Or even when I was younger, I used to think like when I will be more than 40, I will have a certain kind of personality and I will dress in some way. And now that I got 46, I say everything that I thought that was going to be, it's totally different. I feel that I didn't change so much. I dressed almost the same. I listened the same music. I laugh about the same stupidities. So I think what's changed is like is other stuff. But the essence and the DNA is the same. It's the same. And sometimes we live, a lot of us around the world, I feel we feel sometimes immigrants everywhere, all the time. Like we fit, but we don't fit. Sometimes we fit and sometimes we don't fit. That's why we fit with other people that doesn't fit. And all the people that doesn't fit in another place, which is another place. And I think that's the magic of the music also.
How is that reflected in music? For example, in this album, like, how was that reflected? And what was that process for writing this record like?
I mean, Vida is an album that I wanted to do because a lot of people that I appreciate so much passed away in a very short time. Like, a lot of people died one after other. It was like, poof, poof, poof. So of course it's hard because we never prepared to say goodbye. We never prepared to lose people that we love. Even if they only knew that was going to happen, we're all going to die. That's my father always told me, like, you will never could escape from taxes and death, Anna. Maria would say, okay, he's right about that, you know? And
taxes, maybe.
Yes, I guess. So, and I think this album, I wanted to make, like, for me, an homage, un homenaje for life and what's mean life. And this is just a moment. Perhaps I'm beginning to be super hippie, but that's the lesson that I learned after all those people passed away. But that's, they are together in another place, in another different perspective of un plano. But and I wanted to dance so much. I wanted to be dance and laugh so much. Like, I was needing that energy about laughing. And I wanted to remember a lot of them, of those moments of joy and vitality, I guess. Because I think there is not contradiction at all about these words that I really love, and I didn't invite, is me, I didn't invite it, but that resuenan mucho en mí, that is alegre rebeldía. We are full of humanity, and humanity, and to fight for the right doesn't mean that we get to be all the time, like, you know, in that energy of, and we need to continue to walk and to continue to stand up, to find that energy of joy. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard, and I'm talking for myself also, because all the energy give. If you want to see what happened, really, that, because some people are living this fake joy that where everything is, but they don't want to see what happened in the world, which is not my case. I'm trying to be, to inform about what happened a little bit all around the world. I'm not just by to know where I stand up in this planet Earth. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to dance, and I don't want to try to give that message with vitality. And I think vitality is one of the most beautiful stuff that we had as a human being. And I meet so many different people touring and traveling, and people that really, like, inspire me has been sometimes, like, older people full of vitality. Vitales, fighting, standing up for what they think that is fair. It can be for ecology or the community. And they're full of joy, laughing a lot all the time. Even when everything is complex, you know, there is always that moment where we need that energy of this movement, you know. And I think lucidity, la lucidez, it is a big fight for in those times. Lucidity and calm in the middle of the chaos. So Vida is perhaps, I'm saying that right now because when you made an album, I don't know if it's so, I didn't think so. I think about it, but it was more energy. But now I feel, yes, I go through so many sad moments, and I was needing to make something to dance and to think at the same time, for me, at least, or what I consider to dance. Creo que para mí, no?
We'll be back with this conversation with Ana Tijoux right after this.
This message comes from Jackson. Seek clarity in retirement planning at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Inc., Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR. This message comes from NPR sponsor CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. Don't settle. Find love at first drive. Start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, close your eyes for a second. Now imagine you're on your dream vacation. No work calls to answer, no text messages to respond to, just your suitcase and an opportunity.
The opportunity to just take yourself out of your routine and travel deeper.
How to actually take that dream trip. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.
And we're back to our conversation with Anna Tijoux. Mi piel es morena, mis ojos negros, negro y azabache, descendiente de mi abuelo. En mi tez madera que corre por mis venas y el cuero que te suena viene de mi tierra. Vine de tan lejos con solo lo opuesto, crucé tantas aguas, varios desiertos. Llevo en la boca parte de mi cielo, por donde camine, por todo mi duelo. Mi pie es cansado pero lleno de sueño, acá los cortaron acusándome de quitar empleo. No es que por no entro, mi cuerpo entero canta libertad mientras tú matas a mi pueblo. Que limpie lo malo, que se apague el fallo, que bote todo lo de que lo limpie todo.
Years ago, when I had a chance to interview you at South by Southwest, we did a live interview in front of an audience, and you had a baby in a stroller back then.
She's so big. She's my baby.
I'm curious to know, as a parent, like what your kids listen to musically, and then how does that impact you? Do you get ideas from them?
It's super interesting. My older kid listens a lot of bossa nova, Brazilian music. He's got 80, and he listens a lot of Cortex. What do you have been listening to right now? Cortex, and then Griselda, classic, like the most rap stuff, Griselda. He really like also Thundercats. And then other stuff that I don't know, like more perhaps some trap stuff that I listen with him. He showed me Smino, and I fall in love with Smino instantly. And he showed me that. I was like, woo, what is that? And my younger daughter, she's got her own playlist. So she listened to a lot of the James Brown, Nina Simone, but then she loved the African new pop artist. I don't know the names, but she got her playlist, and now she likes Doja Cat. She's fan of Doja Cat on this moment because there is this TikTok dance. So it's funny.
Does it take you back to when you were their age and then listening to the music that you liked, but then also, because I know you and I, we've talked about our love for jazz that you got from your parents. Does it take you, when you see them listening to their music, does it take you back to when you were their age?
Yes, because there is nothing, I think music got that magic. You get so many different amazing artists that you can listen. It can be pianist, jazz artist, and I think my kids got also that sensibility, and they show me new music also, and I'm super open to listen. Sometimes I say yes, I like this one, yes, more, less, more, that one, yes. So is a infinite universe to listen and to open your soul to so many songs, amazing songs that change your life.
It is interesting how, as you're naming all these artists, I'm like, oh, I actually can hear a little bit of that in Vida, and a little bit of that, and like a little bit, just like little snippets of it. It's like there's this almost like R&B, hip-hop, trap, like there's a lot of that present on the record. So I wonder if you're conscious of that that influence in some ways.
Well, perhaps now, because I just made it. I was with energy. I need to dance. Like, but I think now perhaps that the album is end. Right now, I say, okay, that was the energy of the album.
So, not too long ago, your project before this record was you worked on a book, Sacar la Voz.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And we've been talking all about that because we're like, Ana, she does everything. She's a writer. She does all the things. But
I was needing to, yes, to write, but not a writer.
But the energy of Sacar la Voz and Vida, like those feel like a little bit like two distinct places for you. I mean, you keep
different.
Talking about Vida being in this headspace of just wanting to dance and be joyful, and Sacar la Voz feels a lot more like there's an urgency there. What was that shift in expression for you? What was that shift in sentimiento? What was that like for you?
Super interesting, because to write that book for me was almost to understand a lot of and to expose, I guess, vulnerability, and to not be ashamed about that, because I guess we all got that in some place. And I think when I made the book, I was relieved in some way. I was like, okay, I made it. I was really, because I was very frustrated for a long time, because I was not doing an album, the whole album. And then I was like feeling bad with myself. Like I'm not producing, I'm being lazy, I'm being slow, and all these guilt that we all got, you know. And then I realized that I was making the book, really. It's not that I was not doing nothing. I was touring and making the book in the same times. And to write a book, for me, it was almost to enter in the most deep and to have the possibility to open dark stuff. It was, wow, what I didn't make this before. It was liberator in all sense. And I invite everybody to write. I think it's one of the most beautiful experience, because it's very intimate. You are alone with yourself in silence, or you can listen to music, whatever. But it's a moment of go inside for me, which is very different from music. Even if with music you go inside to find emotion, you always like, even the fact that you're trying voices like, so there is outside. Writing there is no voice. It's an internal voice. And to enter in that dimension, wow, I was, wow, this is amazing. I really enjoyed it. And I cried a lot.
What did you discover about yourself by going deep inside like that?
I begin to write a lot about me, myself, when I was a kid. And I said, this is super interesting to talk about Ana Maria Niña. Like how I used to see the world and to travel on through time, like with that, how I used to see everything, how I used to see people, and how I used to go, I don't know, in the house of friends of my parents and see the table or the spoon, everything, every day with a lot of details. So this travel through memories, I think that was make me learn a lot about myself in some way, I guess. Yes, vamos a ver.
You named it after your earlier record, obviously, Sacar la Voz, but I'm so intrigued by that, because I wonder, like, who is sacando la voz? In this situation, is it different from what originally inspired you to write the record after the same name? Did it feel like external, internal? Like, what was calling you to speak?
Because I guess there is also that voice, so of course, that voice that with what I'm listening to right now, but there is also that internal voice, that voice that talks to you all the time, I don't know, and also boycott you and make you see stuff and think stuff that doesn't happen really, but your brain. And between the brain and the voice, it was super interesting, that dialogue that between brain and the voice, what I think, what I see, what I feel, how I feel, what I want to feel, what I want to say, how I want to say. And I guess that in some way to write lyrics is super different, because even if I don't know, I'm always trying to find the chorus or the pre-chorus and how to make the enganche, you know. And with that, I was not trying to find never a chorus, just rhyme. Mm. And with no destiny in some way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Life doesn't have a chorus. Just flows.
There is a bunch of chorus in one life, so it's too much chorus. It's a bunch of chorus together.
Disjointed choruses.
What did your kids think of the record?
Emilia danced all the time. And she always say, "That's my song." "Oh, no, no, that's my song." "No, that's my song. That's my song." See, she's young, so she always, like, como... she's like those soul that always, wow, like contemplating and como se dice, alucina, como wow, asombro, como se dice asombro, asombrada, no, but with life. So she's always, I like that song, and yes, my mom, she's begin to sing and she invades in song, and Luciano is more calm, he's another age, so he's support me, but he's more quiet, he's not that energy, they are very different. Like Luciano is more, look at me and say, "Mommy, I love you. Oh, I'm proud of you." That's it. Each other with that child that we all got in that box, you know, como, just that the I guess that society, you need to forget about that kid and be adult and super interesting and talk with that voice and my big success in life, you know? And I think what she's interesting, "Oh, did you see that? No, that's happened. Yes. Woo, woo." Like this. The velocity of el asombro, and I love that energy. I think it's magic. It's a magic flavor for life.
I love it. To me, it's like, this is the ultimate. To be joyful, to be childlike, to be a little bit like unfiltered, it's like the most rebellious thing you can do.
I had an amazing conversation with a friend of mine, which I mean, Sema Ivan. He's a clown. And that clown make a lot of talleres. How you say talleres?
Workshops.
Workshop, yes. In humanitarian places, in a refugees camp. And he told me something that I was thinking a lot. He say, our best revenge against death is life. And I think in those moments, we need to rethink about what is life. And what kind of life we want and how we want to work together for humanity. So perhaps that's the idea of what I wanted with that album also, about life and the meaning of life.
It's always a great conversation talking to you, Ana.
Lindo.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that I meet another Ana Maria. She copied me. She's copying me. I think that must be
where they got it. I think they were like,
"I'm not so special anymore."
I mean,
Ana Maria, one day we're going to take a drink and we're going to mm-hmm. check, because I've got a, I know why my name is that they put me like that, but I will tell you personally.
Oh, you'll have to tell me.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Thank you so much. Tanto dinero, tanta riqueza para ostentar. Dime tú dónde
vamos a parar. You have been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. Our producer for this episode is Joaquin Kotler, with production support from Isabella Gomez Sarmiento.
Our editor is Hazel Sills, and the woman who keeps us on track is Grace Chuck.
Thank you to Soraya Mohammed for her wisdom and guidance.
And our jefe in chief, Keith Jenkins, VP of Music and Visuals.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Ana Maria Sayer. Thank you for listening.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Sun and Ski Sports. Celebrate National Bike Month in May. Big giveaways, online or in-store. National Ride a Bike Day is May 5th. Gear up at Sun and Ski Sports, where adventure begins. Visit sunandski.com.
Hey, I hear you have a birthday coming up. Yeah, you. If you're listening to this, that means you have a birthday coming up eventually. And here at Life Kit, we want it to be a special one.
Magic can happen and good luck can happen and serendipity can happen if we're open to it.
How to have a good birthday, even if you're not a birthday person. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.